The Merchant of Venice. Antonio was a rich and prosperous merchant of Venice. His ships were on nearly every sea, and he traded with Portugal, with Mexico, with England, and with India. Although proud of his riches, he was very generous with them, and delighted to use them in relieving the wants of his friends, among whom Bassanio was his very best. Now Bassanio, like many other gay and gallant gentlemen, was reckless and extravagant, and finding that he had not only come to the end of his fortune, but was also unable to pay his creditors, he went to Antonio for further help. "To you, Antonio," he said, "I owe the most in money and in love, and I have thought of a plan to pay everything I owe if you will but help me."
"Say what I can do, and it shall be done," answered his friend.
Then said Bassanio, "In Belmont is a lady richly left, and from all quarters of the globe renowned suitors come to woo her, not only because she is rich, but because she is beautiful and good as well. She looked on me with such favour when last we met that I feel sure that I should win her away from all rivals for her love, had I but the means to go to Belmont, where she lives."
"All my fortunes," said Antonio, "are at sea, and I have no ready money. But luckily my credit is good in Venice, and I will borrow for you what you need."
There was living in Venice at this time a rich moneylender named Shylock. Antonio despised and disliked this man very much, and treated him with a great harshness and scorn. He would thrust him like a cur over his threshold, and would even spit on him. Shylock submitted to all these indignities with a patient shrug, but deep in his heart he cherished a desire for revenge on the rich, smug merchant. For Antonio both hurt his pride and injured his business.